to a nicely prepared plot of land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now...
Without evidence of last year's wheat.
Yep. And so now they don't actually plow every year. So you have to sort of prepare your own ground. And I think that's also contributed to the wheat.
If you sign up for 2 years in a row, do you get the same plot?
You do, usually, yeah.
Okay. Well, makes sense. If somebody took care of it, they got the good plot then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you have liked to have gotten the same plot every year? Would you have gardened differently?
I don't think so. Again, from my perspective, those plots were all plowed up and harrowed a nice smooth plot for us when we came in. So the advantage was being on the lower end of the grass, so the other dirt was a little more moist and close to the entrance.
Yeah.
Those were the priorities back then.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you get a plot close to the entrance? Where were people assigned their plots?
Yes, we drew a map and put lots on them, and then people signed up for them. I don't remember how it was determined what order people could sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if the garden committee got to sign up first, and then it was thrown open to the rest of the people.
Yep. Was the garden committee just whoever wanted to be on it? Probably.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you just volunteered to be on the committee.
Yep. It's a good, if you get first choice of plot in a garden to use, that's not bad at all. And a big crew to direct.
Well, that was just one good weekend. That was a major job to direct them, and thereafter, once they were in place, they were pretty much self-running with a little bit of, we put up there was a bulletin board, which I think has been there, and it just, I don't think we had quite as formal a bulletin board, but we had little cellophane covered notes that people wrote up,
mm-hmm.
rules and so forth.
Mm-hmm. What kind of notes would people write?
Anybody wants some extra such and such, you can take it out of lot so and so.
Nice.
So if they had stuff that they couldn't use or they were moving, leaving another fall to a school somewhere else,
yeah,
it was a block full of vegetables.
Nice. Now there's a...
Oh, I think there were probably a note spot that you can take care of my kid. They may have had that there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense if you're going away for a week or something on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the idea of putting up notes for harvesting from somebody else's plot. Now there's a share shelf, so people pick things and put them on the share shelf.
Okay.
But if you don't get there, then, you know, things get wilted. And, you know, if you put a bunch of lettuce there, they'll get all wilted and sort of sad. And they'll just sit there for a long time. You know.
Nobody sits there with a hose to keep them hosed down.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Exactly. But, is there anything you'd like to know, or is there anything I didn't ask you about that you wanted to tell me about the gardens or your experiences there, or what? Is there anything you've been thinking about when I wrote and asked you about it? Was there anything you thought, I'd like to, this is what I remember the most?
No, I think we've covered most of the area, and we've talked to memories that I hadn't been thinking about spontaneously, so... covers the area. I think in my era, you had the luxury of having very, very highly motivated people who had just succeeded in winning the garden. And so there was a real camaraderie that went after them those early years. Mm-hmm. There were always people who, over the years, you could look out the gardens and you could see that some people were inactive within their gardens and other people were a little more relaxed in how they allowed the natural products of the earth to grow. The first few years, people were very conscientious and very appreciative of the gardens. It wasn't something that, we could.
And you think it changed while you were still there, or just when you've come back to visit?
I think my recollections of change is from when I would be back in Madison, by just the old times, so to say, in the 5 or 10 years since I've been there, then you can see the change in 3 years that I was involved. I'm not sure if I remember any evolution during that period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Not long enough to see big changes, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was such a highly motivated group of people at that point. If you're the group that is asking more or trying to get new privileges, you take them more seriously, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been there, and well, stick a fish of it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep. That's true. If you work for those privileges, then you're going to pay attention to them.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very true. Is there anything you'd like to ask me about the gardens or my project or anything of that sort?
Well, I'm curious. It was somewhat about 10, 15 years ago, as I vaguely remember, contacted me, and I think it was about the gardens, and I'm curious, what has brought interest to the gardens at this time?
Well, I can tell you why I am interested in them. I mean, I think there's sort of a resurgence in interest in the gardens. One, I'm in the geography master's program, and I'm really I have a biology background, but I'm really interested in our modern food system and how people can sort of grow food or be self-sufficient and eat in a healthy way. And I'm also interested in landscapes around us and why places look the way they do. And so I was struggling with figuring out a master's thesis topic, and I was talking with my advisor, and he said, nobody knows anything about the history or the ecology of Eagle Heights Community Garden. And I was sort of shocked because it's a very iconic place in my mind. I wander out there. As soon as I got to Madison, I sort of found them and the Lakeshore Nature Preserve, and I love it out there. It's a very removed and relaxed place to be. And everybody loves going to the gardens and seeing it and seeing how beautiful all these sort of plots are with gardeners gardening in different ways.
It's very inexpensive entertainment.
It's very inexpensive entertainment, and it entertains me for hours and hours, so that's good. And there are just so many interesting people there, but also just the way people act when they go out there. So I'm trying to sort of help gain a bigger picture of what this garden has been, and, and how it's changed.
It's certainly a modern theme. And I live in Vermont, which is very much seems to be a viable goal, and reinforce the old fatty farm on the various things of that sort. And I think the worst theme here in Vermont. I've been out here now for about 3 years.
Wow. What are you doing in Vermont?
Retired.
It's a beautiful place to be retired.
Yep.
I'm from Maine originally, so I miss I miss New England.
You know, the area.
Yeah, I love it out there. It's It's really beautiful.
I doubt that the after you get inland Maine, that the velocities will be very much different when you cross the Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't think that they are. Yeah, I'm from inland Maine too, and so it's that sort of, it's the same sort of lifestyle, I think.
Yep.
Okay. So did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. I think it's interesting that you used the phrase or the meaning of resurgence of interest there.
Mm.
Something that's becoming kind of local area there too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, and there's been a, this year people keep saying about the gardens how many plots look so good. I think there have been some years where they are just full of weeds and not, people not being able to take care of them effectively. But this year people are gardening with a vengeance, growing their own food. It's great to see.
Has there been encouragement to this from the community, or sense that just a interest level of the people doing the gardening?
I think that it's just an interest level in people. The committee, I'm not sure very many people know about or go to committee meetings. People are wanting to garden, and so it's what they're doing. The committee now there's a registrar which is actually paid part-time, who does sort of the assigning of plots and dealing with correspondence and things of that sort. And there are also some garden workers who mow the paths and help with work days, which gardeners have to come out and help in, to, you know, take care of the surrounding areas and things of that sort. But so I think people are mostly just out there to garden. Yeah, it's great. Okay. Well, please let me know if you have any other questions, and I may be back in touch again if I have more questions for you. I'll try to keep you informed about how this piecing together of the garden's history goes.
Okay, well, I'd be interested in, this is a dissertation, isn't it? So,
yeah.
If it's an article, like an article or something, I'd be interested in seeing it.
Yeah, well, I may...
go ahead and develop your...
Yeah, it may end up being some sort of article, too, and I will definitely let you know. Oh, I have one other question. Are there any other people or names that you can think of that I may be able to contact?
Barry Rumac, R-U-M-A-C. Barry Rumac, R-U-M-A-C-K. And his wife,
that name again?
Jean Johnson.
Johnson. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
It's great to talk to you.
Bye.